Lance Mackey is hours ahead of the rest of the field in this year's Iditarod Trail sled dog race. He left the Elam checkpoint at 11 a.m. this morning. His closest competitors, Sebastian Schnula and John Baker, arrived at Elam 2 hours later. All of the mushers were battling low temperatures and fierce wind today. The leaders have usually reached the village of White Mountain by now, where there is a mandatory 8-hour layover. But Mackey isn't expected into the checkpoint until sometime later this evening. APRN trail reporter Tim Bodoni is there awaiting his arrival. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Lori.
Tim, what do you know about Mackey's progress along the trail?
It's been a rather conservative day for him and the rest of the field at that. There was a moment of opportunity perhaps today for John Baker or Sebastian Schnula, who are second and third place, to perhaps, if they had the dog power to do it, to forego any rest at Elam and do the run from Koyuk to White Mountain, about 85, 90 miles, in one long run. And neither of them chose to do that. Schnula and Baker chose to stop for at least a few hours, it looks like, at Elam. And that preserves Mackey's cushion as they come into the final stretch here.
How bad is the weather in the area?
Well, it's getting a little better from what I'm hearing, but still in the hills, which the trail from Koyuk to White Mountain does go into from time to time, the wind is still pretty fierce out of the north. I'm hearing that at Elam, a little calmer than yesterday, but and same for White Mountain, I can attest here. It's another clear, sunny day, not quite the wind strength, and a little bit warmer temperatures. And winds are expected to diminish by Thursday and to get a little bit warmer. And the question is, will the front runners wait for the break in the weather, or are they just going to tough it out and get the race over with?
Tim, what about the overall impact? How much have the conditions slowed this year's race?
The conditions have really served to bunch up the field behind Mackey. It's really Mackey and everybody else. And everybody else numbers somewhere around 20 teams at this point. At one point today, there were 13 teams stacked up at Shaktulik. And the lineup there was interesting in that you had Jeff King, who was running in the top five for most of this race, but having trouble moving up the coast. Had a dog team that balked going into the wind out of Shaktulik, actually had to turn around and go back. He's been holed up there for a while, but all along with him at that same level is someone like a Ray Reddington Jr., who was back in the 30s or around 30th place back on the river, but now someone like a Ray Reddington Jr. is level with Jeff King. So there's going to be some potentially intense races for those the bottom of the top 10 spots and beyond here, so it could get very interesting for them. But again, I think the theme here as they finish the Iditarod is going into conservation mode. The biggest risk that these teams face is having a dog team that balks and that quits on them. Certainly they would rather take 8th place, 10th place, 13th place, rather than have to scratch at a late checkpoint.
Is there any risk to any of the mushers? Are people out on the trail in blizzard-like conditions, and or are most of them in a place now where they're safe?
Well, many did choose to venture out today after holing up for a while, and interestingly enough, someone like Dallas Stevie, the son of Mitch Stevie, has actually passed his father on the way to Koyuk. He was one that decided to venture out and brave the winds headed north. So it's all about whether these teams had the leaders that were willing to go into the wind, and also a very basic concern is that if they're to go out on the ice, for example, from Shaktulik to Koyuk, are they prepared to be marooned in the middle of nowhere for quite a while? Do they have enough dog food? Do they have enough people food?
All right. Well, thank you, Tim, for that update from White Mountain.
You're welcome.
Tim Bodoni is APRN's trail reporter in White Mountain.